helped by traitors who were our color. We call trouble the storm. We'll stand the storm and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. We'll stand the storm and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. The dreadful march to sea was the storm. The middle passage. I remember the shame of being stripped, of being shipped like cargo, of being forced to lay bent, one behind the others, like sardines in a can. The stink, the rats, the brandings, the whips, the dreadful ship was the storm. Some jumped overboard, preferring to be food for the sharks that followed the ships, rather than being in the dark in the belly of the boat. Some chose to survive, to hope, and to resist. Always to resist. We'll stand the storm and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. We'll stand the storm and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. In the New World, being on the plantation was the storm. We remember the selling of Kizzy from Alex Haley's book, Roots, how Kizzy was the child of Kunta Kinte and Bell. She fell in love with another captive named Noah. Kizzy had been taught to read and to write by Mass's niece, Missy Ann. And Noah asked her, "If you love me, Kizzy, if you love me, will you write me a note so that I can escape?" You see, we had to have a note from the master saying we could be on the roads. And Kizzy wrote him a note. And somehow, through the grapevine, her mother and father had learned that Noah had been captured, tortured until he told that Kizzy wrote the note for him. And Kizzy was now being kept in the big house. When Belle heard the news, she screamed, "Kizzy! Kizzy, child! Lord God, don't let him sell my Kizzy!" She and Kunta came racing around the side of the house like two raging lions, in time to see Massa Waller descending the front steps of the big house, the sheriff behind him, and behind the sheriff, at the end of a long chain, was Kizzy, weeping and jerking herself backward. She saw her parents, "Mammy! Mammy!" And they ran to their child, ran towards her. And the sheriff pointed his pistol directly at them, and they stopped in their tracks. And Belle tore the words out of her throat. "Kizzy, Kizzy, child, did you done this here ting they say you done? Did you help Noah? Did you write that note for him?" Kizzy said nothing, but her swollen eyes darted imploringly from her mother and father to Massa Waller. She said not a word with her mouth, but her eye said, "Yes, I did write that note." And then Belle turned toward Massa. "Massa? Massa, she ain't mean to do nothing wrong, Massa. She didn't know what she was doing, Massa. Massa, it was Missy Ann what teached her how to write anyhow." Massa Waller replied, "She has broken the law. The law is the law. She has broken my rules. She may even have aided him in committing a crime for one of the white men that Noah cut may die."
"Lord God, Massa, She ain't had no knife, massa. She ain't cut nobody. She ain't cut nobody, massa. Massa Wallet, you know, she worked for you since she was big enough to carry out your slop job. And me, I done cook for you for nearly about 40 years, and Cooner here, he done driv you everywhere you wanted to go for almost that many years. Massa, ain't that worth something, massa?